Travis Humphrey is on the other end of my line, and he's got good reason to smile. He's had a great season in 2010 with $880,000 in purse earnings. Double your 209 output when you first pretty much arrived in Ontario, Travis. First of all, congratulations on your first O'Brien nomination with AP's Moneymaker.
Oh, thanks, Norm. Yeah, it's, you know, I'm going to be really upset if we don't win that tomorrow night. But
I want to get to that in a minute, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to be nominated, and I'm going to have to get used to saying that tomorrow night, I guess.
Well, but you never know. Now, you are up against Dreamfare Eternal. Many think this one's a serious contender for Horse of the Year. What do you think your chances are?
Oh, very minimal. I mean, there should be a federal investigation if Armour wins, but... It's nice to be in the considered in the company of as that other mare. She's very impressive, and she deserves to be where she's at.
But you're still going to the O'Briens on Saturday, right?
Oh, definitely. Yes, I've never been, and always wanted to go, and I guess this gives me an excuse to go. And
I tell you something, a lot of people who didn't think they had a shot at winning probably wouldn't attend. You are. I think that shows what a class act you are, my friend.
Well, I heard there was free alcohol there. just kidding. Living out west, it was always tougher to get to the O'Briens, and now since I'm here, I guess... it's nice to be a part of it.
You were out west, which is where you got your start in your career. You had a what you could call a career year. When was it? 2005. You did over $1 million.
We were fortunate to have some pretty nice 3-year-olds that year that won some big races, and that really helped. So for sure, it was a really we have an exciting year that year, and hopefully we can get back to that this following year.
Did you ever think that the O'Briens were too Ontario-centered while you were out in Alberta?
Not at all. I mean, the breeding here in Ontario is a lot stronger. There's a lot of good horses and horse people here in Ontario. Not taking away anything from Alberta, it's just a lot smaller market.
Yeah.
And there are some good horsemen in Alberta as well, like Keith Clark. Can't beat him.
No, but he's a bomb. There's no question. I want to talk about the kind of season you've had in 2010. As we said, you doubled your output from 2009. What do you attribute the turnaround to?
We had some really nice horses this year. I had a filly named Monkey on my wheel, a 2-year-old filly that I had with Mac Nicol and myself, and she had a really good year. And AP Moneymaker, she just kind of seemed to come into her own this year. She's matured. And that really helped. And the bigger purses here in Ontario, there's a lot more options for racing.
You mentioned Monkey on My Wheel. First of all, how did you come to obtain her? Because she is special.
Actually, Mac had offered her to us to train down. He had raised her, and so I had her in the barn 1st of March, and really liked what we saw. And at that stage of the game, so. I had lost a horse in a claimer that I'd owned, so I had some money there to spend, and he was nice enough to sell me a piece of her, and it's sure been pretty exciting to have a filly like that and then to, own a piece of her.
Yeah.
Really adds to the excitement.
Well, as a handicapper, you're always looking for who the closer is, and when it comes to Monkey on My Wheel, we're talking closer here. We're talking about an individual that finishes 10th in the elimination of the OSS, still manages to qualify, and comes back to win, and not just win, she inhaled the field.
Yeah, she was just coming into her own. She started late in the year, and we were worried about her getting hot off the starting gate, so we had been taking her back, and she always had a late kick training down, and she shows that on the racetrack as well.
So that's been basically your strategy ever since, because it's obviously working. It fits with her style of racing. You like laying off the pace with her.
For sure. On the bigger tracks, it sure helped. Some days I'd like to see her be a little closer to the front end. When we get around some of these smaller tracks, she's going to have to be.
Yeah.
We'll work on that this year as a 3-year-old. Hopefully she's matured enough mentally-wise where we can maybe leave a little bit with her and not have to worry about getting her hot or whatever.
Let's talk about AP's moneymaker. You gave her a month off after that atrial fibrillation in the Forest City Pace. How's she doing now?
She's come back really well. That was unfortunately the third time she's done that to us. She had done it once out west, and she's done it twice here. And it seems every time she does do it, it takes her three or four starts to kind of a confidence thing to get back to where she was. I'm sure it's pretty scary for her as much as us when it does happen. So it seems to she seems to be progressively getting better. Her last start here, she just got too far back, but she closed well. And so we're happy where we're at with her at this stage.
Any plans for more stakes nominations for her?
Actually, yeah, we had paid her up to some stuff at the Meadowlands here, the Cape and Cutter, and there's another stake in March there, I forget what it's called, at the Meadowlands.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've decided to keep her here just because of all her little quirks she has. I just didn't feel comfortable maybe sending her away. So we're just going to pay her up for Strictly Canada here this year again, like we did last year.
Well, that's never such a bad idea. The situation in Alberta is, I don't know, all over the map. We're still waiting for Balzac. Still not enough dates, I would think, to make the horse people happy. Now there's talk about perhaps a new track in the Olds Agricultural Society. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, they've been talking about that for a while. I was on the board in Alberta when I was out there a few years ago, and there was talk of that then. The Olds people are very accommodating. They're very open to having a track there, and it's a very agricultural-based community. And, I guess for the population of how, what would attract for crowds-wise. But,
yeah, that's about the only concern I would have would be in terms of market size, having to drive all the way out there from the large centers. But hey, stranger things have happened and tracks have actually worked. Would you consider going back to Alberta if the situation improved?
No, not at this stage. I really enjoy it in Ontario. I've kind of adjusted here, and I love the area I'm living in. And, unless I guess I'm forced to go back if I don't have any horses left here in Ontario, maybe I'd have to look at it. But at this stage of the game, I'm very comfortable here and would like to stay as long as Ontario will have me.
Well, we'll have you for as long as you can stay. You're a credit to the game, Travis. We wish you good luck at the O'Briens and continued success in 2011. And thanks for being on Trot Radio.
Well, thanks for having me, Norm, and I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye now.